Dr. J. Brett Bennington. He is a noted expert in his field. Hofstra's Associate Professor of Geology and the Assistant Director of Hofstra University Center for Climate Control. He knows hurricanes as well as anyone. Dr. Bennington, how are you?
I'm okay. Good morning.
Why our fascination with hurricanes?
Well, they're big and destructive. What else do you need?
Well, you know, from the aspect, we know that, but people don't care to know about a lot of things that are big and destructive, but we watch these like a hawk up here in Michigan. We are watching very carefully as Irene makes her way east. Tell us what you know, the latest of Hurricane Irene.
Well, I'm watching Irene carefully, too, because I live on Long Island, and Long Island appears to be right in the crosshairs of this storm. The forecast track for Irene changes almost hourly, but it's sort of narrowing down, and it appears it's going to bring the storm right across Long Island, either over New York City or further east. It remains to be seen which of those.
And I would imagine you've sent everyone at your home and told all your neighbors to get on out of there?
Well, I live about 10 miles from the coast, and so, you know, you can't evacuate Long Island in its entirety. There's a few million people here. They will evacuate the low-lying coastal areas for sure, because those areas are going to see a lot of flooding. I'm just going to put everything away that might fly around in the wind and kind of batten down the hatches and hope for the best.
And it's been more than 50 years since a major hurricane came through New York City, but that's a scary thing, thinking of all the buildings and the population that they have there.
Well, the biggest problem New York City will have is flooding. Lower Manhattan is pretty close to sea level, and if this storm comes to the west, you know, if it crosses over New York City or west of New York City, it'll bring strong onshore winds that'll basically pile water up against lower Manhattan and create what's called a storm surge. And the potential is there for significant flooding, especially since the storm looks like it's going to hit at about the same time as high tide.
What can we expect here in Michigan? How will this hurricane affect our weather?
I don't think it's going to do much of anything for Michigan. You guys are safely to the west.
All right, and go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's going to be a spectator sport for you guys.
Now, as this hurricane pushes toward land, will that tend to weaken it, or does that not have nearly the effect that the water temperature does?
Well, hurricanes feed off of the heat and moisture that comes off the ocean. So as soon as a hurricane reaches landfall, it starts to lose energy and starts to diminish. So if Hurricane Irene comes ashore and spends any significant time over land in the Carolinas, when it reaches Philadelphia and New York City and Boston, it's going to be a weaker storm, which is good for us in the Northeast, not so good for the people in the Southeast. What would be best for everyone is if the storm takes an eastern track and heads out over the ocean, but it doesn't look like it's going to do that.
Now, what could happen to cause it to do that, or does it look like it's too late to hope for that?
Well, hurricanes are pushed around by upper-level winds and by the position of high-pressure systems, and a good, strong high-pressure system over the continental United States would push the hurricane out to sea, but those conditions don't seem to exist. The storm track gets narrower and narrower as the storm moves further north, and it seems at this point inevitable that it's going to skirt up the coast and cross Long Island somewhere between New York City and eastern Long Island.
All right, Dr. J. Brett Bennington has been our guest. Dr. Bennington, we're hoping the best for you, your family, and all those folks over there, and hopefully the storm will get through and out of there and do limited damage. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.